Okay, so it's the Eudalio Yeyo Martinez Athletic Field, Grand Street Campus, home of the Wolves. And there's some artwork on the wall of people. Looks like they're doing judo. One guy's doing a bow and arrow. Somebody's looks like he's not going to hit the baseball because it's too close. Sort of kind of reminds me of Matisse, the style of the figures. I'm approaching a two-way street. That's the telltale sign of a major artery. Traffic goes both ways. What a completely neat and useless observation. This building looks familiar. In fact, I think I've been in one of the little convenience stores. Oh, okay, it's Bushwick Avenue. I guess I'm in Bushwick again. I did see something about... I did see that word on a poster just a while back. There's a hotel at the Bushwick Hotel with vacancies. What do you know? Looks like a great place to spend the night. This hotel is kind of amazing. It says hotel. This is a motel. I'm sorry. It's an irrelevant distinction, I suppose. I tend to think of motels as two stories. Hotels as multi-story. Okay, then there's a laundromat. A super laundromat. And I'll take a look. Kind of a telltale sign that it's probably gone. Referring to the payphone that almost certainly used to be in there. Is the fact that there's a sign for an ATM inside. The ATM's the payphone in, not in function, obviously, but in form. And a lot of the exact same spots where payphones used to be, that's where you'll see an ATM today. Many of those ATMs are owned by the exact same person who owned the payphone that was there before. So there was no payphone at that laundromat. Although the dude staring at me seemed to wonder what I was so curious about, so interested in.